We have someone on the line who is he's a sports writer. He's covered the NBA. He's a TV analyst at MSG Network. And he really can put some of these things in perspective of how we're talking about Kobe. So, Mike J, Andre, and Shannon, hang on. I promise I'm going to get to you. But I want to go right now to Brandon Scoop Robinson and get his thoughts. Hey, Brandon, how are you? Thanks for joining the show.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. I'm hurt.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Tell everybody, you know, if you've ever had what your interactions were with Kobe or anything that what it means to you, man, this terrible loss for us today.
Well, first and foremost, I am a graduate of Eastern University on the mainline, so I know very well the Lower Merion ties, and I actually know Kobe's father, Jelly, very well. I actually spent some time with Jelly back in 2014 at a basketball exposure program in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
And Kobe, I will never compare myself to the greats, but what I will say about Kobe is what I found to be similar about him was his interest in basketball, the way I had an interest in journalism at a young age. I began my journey at 12 years old and had a show with the Nets. And so when I was spending time with Jelly, we talked about the whole child prodigy thing. And there were a lot of things that Jelly and I shared just about practice. You know, you read the book by Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers, and they say, I think it's either 10,000 hours or 100,000 hours that makes you an expert in your field. Kobe was an expert in his field way before he stepped foot on an NBA court.
Mm.
And so that weekend, we just talked about those similarities. Kobe and his father share something in common. They both were coached by Del Harris.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Del Harris coached Jelly in Houston and coached Kobe in Los Angeles with the Lakers.
Wow.
And, you know, he talked about how basically how he schooled Kobe on, you know, how to deal with Del Harris's system. And, you know, so that happened. And what I'll tell you is over the years, particularly in 2016, I was at CBS Radio. You can check it out on my Instagram. I actually put a post, my Scoop_B. I actually asked Kobe this question that is scary to kind of crazy to watch it now. If you remember in 2016, Peyton Manning won a championship with the Denver Broncos on his way out. And I told Kobe that I felt as though Peyton Manning is the elder statesman of the NFL, and Kobe is the elder statesman of the NBA. You know, he retired at that season's end, scored, I think, what, 60 or 61 points on the Utah Jazz. And I said, I think you're an elder statesman. He said, oh, that's nice. Elder statesman? He's actually older than me. And it's kind of like, to look at the video now, like, you know, you can't predict the future.
No.
And, you know, I was actually covering LeBron's 18, you know, when he broke Kobe's record last night. I was over at the Wells Fargo Arena last night. I was in the locker room. He was talking about just all these different Kobe things. I'm still digesting it, but it's a great loss. And I'll add this. Anybody who is a fan of basketball in my lifetime, in my age group, I think Kobe is the closest thing to Jordan. But I think what gets lost in translation, how much of a nice guy he is. I'm not saying that for clout. I felt like I lost a family member today, man. I'm hurt.
Wow.
I'm hurt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow. I think, Brandon, we all in this area feel impacted because of not just who he was on the basketball court, but because of his ties in this area in Lower Merion and his fandom to the Eagles. And whether or not you know, he ever played here, it didn't matter. It's because of where he grew up. So, Brandon, where can see those videos of your interview with Kobe again? Give everybody your handles. It's at Scoop B on Twitter, Brandon Scoop Robinson. And on Insta, it's?
So on Instagram, it's Scoop_B. And on Twitter, it's Scoop_B. So you're scooping ice cream and the letter B on Twitter and Scoop_B on Instagram. You can also find it over on my podcast. I had it posted about a year or two ago, the audio, the Scoopy Radio podcast. We got 2.1 million streams last year.
Beautiful.
On all platforms. So, yeah, man, Kobe Bryant, it's not about me. It really is about Kobe. I'm hurt. And I'm more hurt because his daughter died. Like, I know. Really enjoyed
I can't even think about that, man. I can't. I'm thinking about my girls right now, and you're gonna. I can't. It's so tough. It's so difficult. It's tragic.
What's kind of encouraging is, you know, many fathers have hoop dreams for their sons, and I think in today's day and age, it's easy to just say, you know, women power, and I'm here for women. But he walked it like he talked.
I know.
It was cool to instill those hoop dreams. Like, his daughter wanted to go to UConn. That was dope.
Oh, incredible. Scoop, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for hopping on here and just sharing a little bit of some thoughts and memories of Kobe with us.
Gentlemen, enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thank you, man. That was Scoop, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. You can follow him on Twitter and Insta. It's Scoop B on Twitter and Scoop_B at Insta. See some of those videos, because that's a pretty cool video. He's talking about him interviewing Kobe and talking about Peyton Manning and the Elder Statesman.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.